Well, Queensland is also facing extreme conditions. More than 50 fires are burning across that state, with at least 12 homes destroyed. And in South Australia, two people have been injured and two homes destroyed in a bushfire that came within a kilometre of the regional city of Port Lincoln. The World Today's South Australia reporter Rhett Burney is out with the fire crews there. Rhett, this fire took hold quickly. Describe the conditions where you are now.
Good afternoon, Eleanor. Well, the conditions are certainly stark contrast to those that firefighters were facing yesterday. Now, today, cloudy, cold, a bit of wind around, but yesterday, incredibly hot and gusty winds that whipped up this fire just outside of town. Now, I'm currently at one of the properties where, unfortunately, a home has been lost. Firefighters are still here at the moment, tackling little spot fires, just trying to make sure that no other blazes break out. But the conditions today, yeah, couldn't be different compared to what it was like yesterday when this blaze broke out.
So, Rhett, at the height of the emergency, residents were told to take shelter. Two have been injured. What's their condition?
Well, currently we are aware of two people that were injured. They thankfully only have minor injuries, one with smoke inhalation, the other with minor burns. But it was really at the height of the blaze when people were told to take shelter. As you mentioned, the CFS put out an emergency warning for the entire town. People were told to take shelter or to leave if they could. Now, we spoke to one property owner, Doc Halliday, earlier this morning. He did choose to stay. He and his son managed to save their property. And here's a bit of what he had to say.
When it came up through the gully behind me here, the heat alone, you could hear it. And, I've been to a lot of fires over the years and I've seen some traumatic things, but yesterday was probably the scariest thing I've had for a long, long time. I'm 60 years old and that's the scariest thing I've ever had.
It does sound terrifying, Rhett. What a firefighter's warning could happen there this afternoon?
Well, there's still a bit of concern around these fires. As you know, with anything like this, it's all subject to what the weather is going to do. Now, at this stage, we're being told that the conditions are quite conducive to being able to stay on top of these fires. However, people are being urged to still be aware of the fact that there are small spot fires that have broken out, also smouldering areas as well at just outside of Port Lincoln's main city centre. So firefighters are keeping a watch. There's a lot of activity here. There's a lot of mopping up. There's a lot of helicopters in the air to monitor aerially. And then we will find out exactly what happens as the afternoon goes on.
We'll try to stay safe, Rhett.
Thank you.
And that's our South Australia reporter, Rhett Burney, in Port Lincoln.